Awesome. Well, thank you. Just to give you an idea of kind of what we are expecting to do is we're in the middle of creating a series for Grady that focuses on different podcasts that alumni have to hopefully give you all a little bit of marketing promo that you can use, and also so we can show off all the cool things that our alums are doing. So we're kind of still in the works of designing exactly what the series is going to look like, but what we think is that there will be everyone will kind of have their own post on the website that will then be promoted on Instagram and Twitter. So that's kind of our thought process, but it's a little bit, still open to change, but that's kind of what we're thinking. Awesome. So, what I would love from you is basically just to hear about what you've done kind of post-graduation and just hear about your podcast. But before I get started with that, do you mind if I record the call?
No, of course, that's totally fine.
Okay, awesome. And then if I were wanting to include sound bites in the article, would that be something you're okay with?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, perfect. Well, if you just want to start off and let me know kind of your professional journey since graduating from UGA, that'd be awesome.
Sure, I graduated in 1998, and after graduation, I went back to Atlanta, which is where I was, originally from before I went to Athens, and I worked in government PR for a period of time. I worked for a local county government, Cobb County, which is where Marietta is, which is where I grew up. And I was the public information officer for the county and worked in the county communications department. And that was a great place for me to really kind of start my career in the communications field because I was doing a whole lot of different things. I was responsible for 13 county departments and all of their communication needs, everything from public safety, the police department, the sheriff's office, the fire department, to the elections office, to the water department. And any kind of communication needs that they had. So if it was moderating a press conference or designing the insert that went into your water bill, I was, responsible for all of that. And then I edited the county magazine. And then I also had a show that was on the Cobb County Government Access Channel, TV 23. And so I did kind of all these different things within the communications field. And it was a great place to kind of start my career after graduating from Georgia. Fast forward, I moved into a marketing position at a nonprofit downtown Atlanta and was doing marketing for them when 9/11 happened. And when 9/11 happened, our funding was pulled, and we had like a week to vacate the premises, essentially. It was
Oh,
just such a
man.
hard season and a hard time. So I found myself unemployed and young, but with a decent amount of communications experience. And so in that interim, while I was looking for another job, I went back to the high school that I graduated from in Marietta. And I was a substitute teacher for them for a period of time. So totally unrelated to my career, but it was a great like pause for me to kind of figure out what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go from there. In that season, I met and married my husband, and he was from Nashville. And so I moved to Nashville where he lived. And while I was looking for a job, it was kind of crazy. I started a brand new job, moved, and got married all within like 2 weeks of each other.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I know it was insane. But so I got a job at a book publishing company in Nashville called Thomas Nelson Publishers. And at the time, it was the world's largest Christian book publishing house. And so I was a publicist there working with authors on promoting their books. And that is where I spent the better part of the next 10 years really cutting my teeth on working with major national media, industry gatekeepers, thought leaders, change agents, I mean, marquee names in the publishing world, both from an author standpoint and then also from a publishing standpoint. And that's where I really built my relationships with major national media and kind of built my reputation of working for clients making them known. And I was there for almost 10 years. And during the recession, I got laid off. And so I found myself unemployed again, much later in life with a lot more career and experience under my belt. And I was married and had two boys at the time. My boys were 1 and 3, so they were little bitty. And my husband looked at me because I was panicked. I was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? How are we going to pay our mortgage? What are we going to do to feed our boy? You know, like I was just panicking.
Right.
And because we were a two-income household and I very much wanted to continue working. And my husband looked at me and he said, I don't want you to take your next step out of fear. You have built this beautiful career for yourself. Go and design the life that you're looking for professionally. And so I started my own business. And the way that that evolved was I got laid off on a Friday. And on Sunday, our number one competitor's CEO called me and said, we understand what's happened. We'd like to talk to you. You have a sterling reputation in the industry. We would love for you to come and meet with our team and consider running our publicity department at our publishing house. And so they flew me to Michigan where they were based the next week. And I met with their team and I said to them, I love the work that you're doing. I believe in the authors that you're representing. I can do this work in my sleep and I'm really good at it. But I'm not going to move from Nashville, and I don't want to jump right back in-house at another company, so I will consult with you. And they agreed, and so I started running their publicity department as a consultant from Nashville, and I did that for the next 4.5 years. And so that's really how my business got started on my own, and then it was just Heather Adams Consulting because it was just me. And after 4.5 years, I realized I missed building and leading and pouring into a team, particularly women coming behind me. And so I launched Choice Media and Communications, my company now, in the summer of 2014. And that was June of 2014. And started building Choice from there. So we just celebrated our 7-year anniversary in June of this year. And the company has evolved. We started out doing a whole lot of book publicity because that was my background. That's what I knew. That's what I was good at and what I loved. And then we evolved and grew from there. And we really do a lot of different kinds of communication services based on the need of the client. Publicity and media relations is certainly our bread and butter. So, you know, getting people on the Today Show or in Time Magazine or the New York Times or on ESPN, that's, you know, obviously part of our job. We also do social media management, events, podcast production, branding and strategy, a lot of different other services, but all under that communications umbrella and all for entertainment and lifestyle clients. So we're really specific on the kind of clients that we serve. And that's how Choice began and has evolved. And we now have Choice specific services that we offer that are different for clients. Like we have a mastermind that's a small group format of coaching program. We have a female entrepreneur and leadership conference that we host every fall called the Choice Summit. We have our own podcast called Make Me Known. And so there are things that have come out of building and growing and Choice evolving through the years that are still communication elements that are not the traditional client service that we've always offered.
Absolutely. That's a really cool journey. And it's really cool to see everything that you've kind of built. So kudos to you. That is awesome. Well, if you want to tell me a little bit specifically about Make Me Known, so kind of what made you interested in starting a podcast, and then when, you know, how did the idea for Make Me Known kind of come about?
Sure. So in the fall of 2019, I took our team on a strategic planning retreat. We go every year as a company away to do strategic planning for the business. And in that, on that trip, we built a podcast. We said, we want to become experts in this format, and we want to serve our clients well by knowing the ins and outs of everything connected to a podcast. And in order to do that, we need to produce our own. And it was for a couple of reasons. Number one, when you're a communications expert and there's a format that's really permeating the culture, you want to make sure that you have your finger on the pulse of it. So it was for us to know the ins and outs of everything connected to a podcast. But two, it sets us up as the experts in our industry. You know, when we are releasing information and sharing with people through that format about our business and what we offer and what we know about, you know, it's a great way for people to understand that we really know what we're talking about and we're the experts within our specific industry and competency. And then third, it's a business development tool. It is a great lead generator for bringing potential clients to Choice that may have not heard of us otherwise. So that's why we originally started. And when we built it, we started with a podcast called This Intentional Life, and it launched in June of 2020. And it was hosted by me, and it was much more lifestyle focused. We talked about parenting and marriage and self-care and health and wellness. And there were business elements, of course, sprinkled throughout. But what we really realized in our strategic planning retreat of 2020 was that the podcast that we had built, This Intentional Life, was not serving two of the purposes that we had or two of the goals that we had for creating it to begin with. So it wasn't setting us up as the experts within our industry, and it wasn't generating leads or potential clients, bringing them to Choice for Business. People liked it, and they enjoyed the content, and we had great engagement, and they loved the guests that we had, and they thought we were fun and all of that. But it wasn't ultimately serving the purpose that we had created it for, except to make us experts in podcast production. So in the fall of last year, we did kind of an analysis, and we determined, okay, we are going to rebrand and relaunch the podcast, and we are going to change it to reflect those outcomes and what we were looking for. So we built what we call a content wheel, and we have four specific categories that we run all of our content for that podcast through. So communications being one, that was a huge element that was missing from our first podcast, and that's what we're experts in. And that's what, you know, I am known for as a communications expert is I am known for launching, you know, more than 100 New York Times bestsellers and developing custom, you know, communication strategies for clients for more than 25 years. But I wasn't talking about that and really helping people with that. So that's one arm is communications expertise. Another one of the four pillars of our content is entrepreneurship. I am a CEO and a female entrepreneur, and there are women who are coming behind me who are looking to women like me to provide them with expertise, lessons learned, best practices, resources, tools. The third pillar of our content wheel is empowering women and leadership. And that's really a heartbeat of ours at Choice is to empower the women coming behind us and really how to lead them well, how to develop women. And then our fourth pillar is relationships. So this is where some of those marriage, parenting, friendships, self-care things come through. It's a much smaller element to this podcast, but it's coming through the lens of our ideal client. And so when we reevaluated the podcast and developed Make Me Known, we were thinking of the end consumer in mind. And our ideal client is a busy working woman. She is either in leadership in her company or she aspires to that, or she owns and is running the company herself. And she's busy. She has a lot on her plate. She has a lot of different hats that she is wearing. She wants to grow in her career, and she wants to develop. She's driven. She's scrappy. She's successful. But she also, and is ambitious, but she also might have other hats that she wears. Maybe she's a mom or a wife or a girlfriend, or she has friendships that she's navigating. She's a daughter. She's a sister. And she's trying to manage a lot of things on her plate. And so what we're trying to do is equip her with the tools that she needs to go and be successful in work and in life and the dynamics of the two. But growing her business and her career while managing the strong quality of life that she desires at home. And so we develop all of the content through one of those four pillars with that ideal woman in mind of who we want listening to make me known, so that we are deliberately and intentionally serving her well.
Absolutely. That is really, really cool. So you've mentioned, you know, that that one pillar that you were kind of hitting with your first idea was learning about the podcasting medium and kind of figuring it out. So do you feel like you've been able to accomplish that? Do you feel like there's stuff that you've learned? And if so, kind of what have been the biggest takeaways?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we started this, we knew what it was like to pitch and secure clients on podcasts. We do that all the time for our clients. We pitch other podcasts and get our clients interviewed on them. And we have clients that host their own podcasts, and we help them secure guests, or we help them think through strategically episodes that might be great for them from a branding standpoint. But we weren't producing our own. And so when you start and you put your own together, there are, of course, 1 million lessons that you learn. You learn how to be a great interviewer. You learn how to go after and secure guests. You learn how far in advance you need to have content and episodes taped in order to produce and distribute well. You learn how to be concise and compelling. And you learn, based on your listeners and the feedback you're getting, you learn what topics they're resonating with. You learn how long they're listening and staying engaged to the content that you're delivering. There's a million different things from a project management standpoint that you learn, but then there's also the way that you serve your client and constantly evaluating and reevaluating to make sure that you're serving them well so that they stay engaged and keep coming back to listen.
Yeah, very cool. Well, that's good to hear that it's kind of helped you learn how to navigate that and given you a lot of skills and tools and knowledge about podcasting in general. So that's really, really cool. Now I promise I won't keep you long. So my last question, is kind of, what is your hope with the podcast? So, are you at a place where you feel like you want to stay here for a while and everything's going good? So, you know, you're content with where you are, or do you have future plans that you've thought of, kind of goals, aspirations with it? Or have you not really gotten that far, which is also fine?
Yeah, no, we definitely have gotten to that place. And I think in the, initial creation and in the reevaluation a year later, you know, what we have set out to do is what our ultimate goal is, which is to be expert communication experts that you count on and come to for that wisdom, counsel, advice, resource, tools, expertise. For it to be a way for us to have our finger on the pulse of the podcast industry and be able to not only speak into how to put one together but produce one, but to do that for our clients, you know, to not just do it for ourselves, but to be able to help serve them well in that capacity. There's so many learnings to take away from that. And then three, ultimately, it's a great lead generator for our business. It's a way for us to give our clients practice and opportunity of being on a podcast before they're on someone else's. It's also a way for us to introduce choice to people who may not come into contact with us otherwise, but they initially engage with us by listening to the podcast. And so, you know, we intend fully to grow, enhance, you know, our offerings as the podcast grows and continue to evolve, and it be one format and avenue or channel with which we're trying to serve the women that are our ideal client and choice.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, is there anything that you feel like you'd like to mention that I didn't touch on?
Not that I could think of, no.
Okay, awesome. Well, this has been really, really helpful. And like I said, I don't want to take up too much of your time. So I do appreciate you sitting down and talking with me for a little bit. So now if you are not able to do this for whatever reason, that is totally fine. But I would love it if you could send me, well, first of all, for the graphics and everything, the logo, for your podcast, and then a headshot of yourself if you have one, which it looks like based on your website you do. And then also, if you could send me, if you have any sort of trailer, or if you could make just like a 30-second audio kind of elevator pitch, if you have the time for that, that would be absolutely incredible. But if not, no worries.
We have one. I mean, you can go to the podcast. It's the very first episode for Make Me Known. It's the introduction of the show and what it's about and all that. So you can pull that straight off of iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen.
Okay, awesome. Do you happen to have, like, the actual file for that?
Yeah. Tell me how you're going to use that.
I would love to include it in a graphic that would be posted on our social media to kind of explain what the podcast is.
For like an audiogram?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, of course. We can provide you that.
Awesome. That would be great. And my email, you should have it, I believe. It's just samperez@uga.edu. I think Christina has it as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have Christina send you all of those elements.
Perfect. Well, again, thank you so much for talking with me. I really do appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, of course. Such a pleasure to be connected, Sam. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.